The great mosque in Paris is guarded by soldiers in fatigues, armed with machine guns. But there's only a sporadic back check at the front door. Inside, the building looks like a traditional Moroccan mosque with colorful tiles and a tranquil patio populated with cypress trees. You'd never know that people here are on edge. I meet a couple of students getting ready for the midday prayer. Asma Abubakari Swahili is a 20-year-old biology student at a nearby university. She wears a headscarf and a matching robe. She says she finds the military presence comforting and that she hasn't been targeted in any way since the attacks. But she's worried about her community.
Peut-être avoir peur que des gens fassent des amalgames entre les musulmans et les terroristes, quoi.
Asma is concerned people will lump Muslims and terrorists together. Asma says she'd like all French people to understand that Islam is not a religion of violence. Another student here, 21-year-old Sakina, who didn't want to give her last name, is also worried.
En plus de cet état de choc, de cette grande tristesse,
she says she feels that on top of the trauma from last Friday's attacks, she and fellow Muslims will have fingers pointed at them for this. Every day, she says, she tries to be a good representative of her faith and show that it's in harmony with French culture.
Et là, tout d'un coup, tout ce travail part en lambeaux.
And then, all of a sudden, all your work is ripped to shreds, she says. She's looking to imams to work with other religious authorities to help make sure Muslims aren't cast as terrorists again. But the head of this mosque, Dalil Boubacar, who wears a three-piece suit, says he's fed up with having to prove again and again that Muslim isn't a synonym for terrorist. He blames the media.
Les médias ont le défaut de vouloir le sensationnel. Le sensationnel, c'est le monsieur avec une barbe qui va vous dire la Akbar, etc. Il y en a assez.
The problem with the media is that they want sensational items. The man with a beard, who's going to say Allahu Akbar and so on. Enough with that. The media need to take responsibility and calm this sensationalistic phenomenon. But they have no conscience.
C'est stupide. C'est eux.
It's stupid, he says. They are the ones who have made Islam in France what it is today, he adds. When I ask what he was going to do about it,
je suis fatigué, madame. Je suis fatigué. Les héros sont fatigués.
I'm exhausted, madame. Heroes are exhausted, he says. And we are tired of people not doing what they're supposed to do and hope for a miracle. No. Everyone has a shared responsibility in the future of France. If nobody gives a damn, well then, that's that. Outside the mosque, another student, Moussa Chalabi, accompanies a group of Palestinian kids touring the mosque. Chalabi lost someone he knew in the attacks, a Muslim woman. But despite his grief, he seems hopeful about things. He tells me he feels there's a big difference between what happened in Paris last Friday and the Charlie Hebdo attack in January.
J'ai senti une vraie unité dans le sens où tout le monde a été touché.
I felt real unity in the aftermath, he said, in the sense that everyone was hit. It wasn't like Muslims attacking the freedom of expression in France. It was terrorists attacking French people of all faiths. Unfortunately, there's been some retaliation against people and property and the obligatory slice of bacon stuck to the front doors of mosques, he says. Some idiots apparently think pork is to Muslims what kryptonite is to Superman, he muses. But on the whole, I feel that all French people are united against this. For the world, I'm Adeline Sia, Paris.